let's get right into it, Mike, because this week was... Ooh, what can you say about this week's episode? A lot was revealed. A lot was revealed to us, the audience. The biggest shocker being... We didn't think Gerald could be out-trolled. Well, we found out that something else, someone else could out-troll Gerald. What is going on? This is Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home, a South Park recap podcast. My name is Hammy, and joining me is, as always, Michael, no longer hipster punchy, Falcone. And this is the discussion of Season 20, Episode 9, Not Funny. And the reason behind that episode is in the big reveal. So... let's get right to the big reveal, because we thought that there was, we suspected that there was going to be some other big picture involved with the trolling, and the entire season was revolved around trolling, member berries, Star Wars. So I suspected that something would be there to out troll Gerald per se, but I didn't think it would be who it ended up being. And what ended up being the big reveal is the people who run Troll Trace. That's the second week in a row I said that. The guy who runs Troll Trace ends up being a troll himself.
Do you remember Mr. Skank Hunt when you and your little buddies trolled the entire country of Denmark?
And that was wrong, too. I certainly want to apologize for that.
That was certainly a display of the power of a trolling, wasn't it? But what would be even the more impressive?
I don't understand.
What if you could troll the entire world? Somebody who could rise to political power through nothing more than pushing people's buttons and getting them all riled up. Become the leader of... a Scandinavian country, perhaps. Get them to listen to you when actually you're not even f***ing Danish.
No way.
Use that country to create a machine that relies on the shittiness of people to f*** over other people and watch the whole world go completely batshit. Attention all Troll Tracer workers. Please report to Assembly Hall 1 for a big announcement. Completely fool everyone and keep your real intentions completely anonymous.
You would deliberately start World War III? Let the people of Denmark die? Set everyone on Earth against each other? Why?
Because it's freaking hilarious! Getting a Scandinavian country to fight trolls? By building a giant machine that actually shows everyone on Earth is kind of a troll, too?
That's not funny.
That's not funny? Don't be a fag, dude. That's real bro shit there. Sorry to step on your f***ing dicks in the mouth and tit jokes, you amateur little pussy. Come on, have some f***ing balls.
You can't do this to people. It's not right.
Listen to you.
Wow. There is a lot to dissect from that. This entire time, we were led to believe that the Denmark were just the dopey little Scandinavian countries that were just the butt end of everyone's joke. But now the joke is on everyone else, because the head of the Troll Trace Empire is a troll himself.
Actually, technically, the joke is still on Denmark. Because they fell for a troll being like the leader of their country.
Every Danish worker in the Troll Trace building was then later shown a Rickroll video, which we were saying before we started recording this episode, Mike, you brought up they're pretty reliant on Rickrolling, and the running joke being that Europe is behind on every pop culture item, and they may only know Rickrolling.
Yeah, they might be behind him because there's nobody who really, like, Rickrolling is kind of an innocent form of trolling. And Denmark, they're happier people, so like that might just be their go-to for trolling.
So it was revealed that the Troll Trace head honcho is in fact a troll himself, and his intention is to get the world to tear itself apart because, and he used Gerald's logic, it's freaking hilarious.
Which is great because Gerald was that guy who was like, I'm going to be a dick for the lulz.
I'm going to be a dick for the sake of being a dick.
And like it bit him in the ass.
Because like, someone is more of a dick than he is.
Yeah, someone's more of a dick than he is. And he's like, well, fuck, I can't. I mean, I can say it, but I'm going to sound like a hypocrite because I'm the guy who's like, is a dick to be fun for the lulz.
So that was the big, big reveal this episode. And honestly, I should have saw it coming because right before this big reveal, the Troll Trace guy was saying, do you want to know what's really funny? And it went to commercial. So
yeah.
I should have suspected something was coming from that. And I thought it was going to be like just a, oh, we're going to get you troll or whatever. I thought it was going to be one of the, that type of speech. But I didn't think that he was going to reveal himself to be a troll himself. To be a troll. So that's the big whopper of a reveal. I'm very happy that they decided to go down that road. It really fooled us. It fooled us. But there's more to this episode than just that big reveal. So let's get to the opening scene, which we saw in the trailers for this week's show. The Park County police were standing outside the police station holding a press conference, and the chief goes on and says that we need to keep control over our internet use, and the only way to fight this is to not use the internet. And he singled out this woman, Megan, or something, in the crowd.
His wife.
Which was pretty funny. And then he said, we need to rely on the safety and the common decency of the American people. And everyone panicked and screamed.
No, wait, he was like, basically, people tell me that Troll Trace only works if you search the person's name.
Yeah. So we need to not trace people's name on the Troll Trace program, and says that we need to trust in the decency of the American people, to which everyone loses their minds and runs, which again made me laugh hilariously because the American people are just not trustworthy at all.
And
with decency,
again, the adults in South Park are dumber than the kids.
Sheila grounds Kyle because we saw at the end of last week's episode Kyle is helping Ike run away to try to get to Gerald. So what Sheila does is ground Kyle, and Sheila is losing her mind this episode.
Like, she's having like flip outs that are bigger than anything she's ever had.
Yeah, the biggest flip outs I've ever seen Sheila do in the 20 years of South Park. These are her biggest freak outs.
They pale in comparison to every other this one.
Kyle FaceTimes, Gerald FaceTimes Ike to try to get Ike to continue trolling in his name, to which Kyle now interrupts and confronts his dad for being the troll this entire time.
Yep. It was you, this whole time. You're the troll who caused all this trouble.
No, it was your brother. I don't know what's wrong with him, Kyle. He needs counseling.
Heidi Turner did emoji analysis. It was an adult. It was you.
Shh. Okay, keep your voice down.
Why, Dad? Why did you do this?
Because it's f***ing funny, Kyle. It's called having a sense of humor and laughing. You should f***ing try it once in a while.
Putting a penis in the mouth of a mom who has cancer is funny?
Because it's so not funny. God. Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society, Kyle.
Listen to me. The Danish are f***ing crazy. You have to get people to stop them.
How?
Go get people riled up.
Call the president, I don't know. When you push people's buttons, they go and push other people's buttons. Now get out there and—
Kyle! Ike! What the hell is this? What did I say? Get off of that computer right now!
Holy hell.
Yeah, like we just said, Sheila has lost her mind episode.
Her angry yelling just cuts right through you.
Her angry yelling is, hey, reminds me of when I got divorced. Like the amount of yelling I did.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the thing is, Hammy was doing the yelling.
So there's a underlying topic here. Gerald's reasoning behind being a complete and total dick online is because it's funny to rile people up. Do you even agree with that? Do you think it's funny to rile people up?
I mean, like, yes and no. Because, like, you're either funny or not. Like, just riling people up without any, like, kind of comedic value to it, not so much funny. But, like, I mean, I'll do, like, kind of a reference, like, a wrestling type reference with this. But, like, riling people up in, like, an entertaining way, like someone like a Kevin Owens, wasn't the Brain Stew Wrestling when on the same station, gets people riled up with a promo. It's freaking hilarious. But, like,
someone just screaming and just insulting someone.
Yeah, someone throwing random insults just to rile people up. Not so funny. Like, there's when it comes to doing shit that will rile people up, there's a delicate balance as far as to make it funny. And not everybody has that ability to do that.
I will agree. Not everyone has the ability to do that, and I think that's what separates good heels from bad heels. I don't want to turn this into Brain Stew Wrestling, but download the show, people. Again, back to the episode. Garrison gets a call from... this made me laugh. The people in the Pentagon say to Garrison, okay, the president of Israel is on the phone, is on line one. The president of Germany is on line two. And a Mr. Slave is on line three. So, Mr. Slave comes back for the first time in a while and cons Garrison to essentially bombing Denmark.
Well, well, well. Crawling out of the woodwork to try and get me back now that I'm a big cheese?
No, I'm calling because people want you to bomb Denmark.
Who wants me to bomb Denmark?
Lots of people, because it's like going to ruin their freedom of speech or something.
Mr. Slave, this is all very complicated diplomatic stuff, okay? You can't just go bombing other countries.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're such a little bitch.
Mr. Oh, I'm Slave. A bitch, huh? I happen to be president, bitch.
You're a little bitch, president. You're too scared to bomb anybody.
I'm not scared. My advisors have told me that
you're scared. Just do what your little advisors tell you to do.
If I decide a military strike on Denmark is warranted, then
you don't have the balls to bomb them, pussy.
Pussy-ass bitch.
F*** you.
Okay. You think so, huh? Well, watch this, you gay asshole. Bomb Denmark.
Sir?
The troll train's building and the whole f***ing thing, whatever it is. Get the missiles ready.
Yeah, it worked. Oh, yeah.
I want to point out something funny, though. Like, Garrison calling Mr. Slave a gay asshole reminded me of something they did in the past, since it's the 20th anniversary. I'm going to do a callback here. When Garrison, like, transitioned to being a female, at the time, she was so hurt that Mr. Slave left her and went to marry Big Gay Al that she became anti-gay marriage, which is funny considering, like, years later, Caitlyn Jenner, who is a part of the show now, apparently, after transitioning, has spouted some very conservative views about a lot of things. Like, it's almost like they've predicted that was going to happen.
Yeah, they did. South Park is like The Simpsons as far as predicting a lot of
ahead
accurate
of
things. So the main topic, the main focus of with the kids is Butters and Cartman in their storyline of the girls versus the boys. And this has evolved to the girls' intentions. We saw a couple weeks ago where Bill Clinton came and gave Butters advice saying women are pissed and they just want to basically extinguish men for being such assholes to them all the time. And Butters actually gave a heartfelt speech as to why he believes what he believes.
I know what girlfriends do. They make you feel the happiest you ever felt. Then they crawl up inside of you and poop on your heart.
What are you talking about?
Even when he's...
That's how it ends, Eric. Girls get you to feel for them, make you think they're the best thing in the world. and then they leave. Move on to the next thing, and you're left there crying, with your heart covered in poop.
Not Heidi.
Butters.
She's different. She's really smart, and really funny.
Sure, buddy. Sure.
Even when Butters is saying something sad and genuine, his voice just makes anything he says hysterical.
No, even when Butters is being a dick, he was just being a dick there. Like, even when he's being a dick, there's still that little childlike innocence, like the whole poop on the heart thing.
And they just poo on it.
Like, again, he's the only kid character in the show who says kid things.
You're right about that. He is the only one who actually acts his age.
Yeah.
Where do you think this is going with Butters and Cartman and Heidi? Because what led to that conversation was Cartman was under the suspicion that Butters wants to steal his girlfriend, when in reality, Butters is just basically kind of sort of terrified.
He's placating her, pretty much. Like, and Cartman's getting, and he put some doubt in Cartman's brain about Heidi being smart and funny. And what's funny is, like, she was trying to do the equation for the rockets to the moon, something very smart, and Cartman just kept trying to get her to say something, like repeat something funny that she said, and she wouldn't because she was concentrating on the equation. So, like, he was too concerned with trying to get her to say something funny that he's missing that she's doing something really smart.
I got a very funny feeling that everything's going to come to blow with the boys and the girls. And we saw almost all the episode, Cartman, Heidi, and Butters were at the SpaceX facility, yep, taken up from last week's show. And Heidi analyzed the astrophysics on the chalkboard and turned them into emojis, and she found complications, yeah, in the equations, which was
fantastic.
She used emoji analysis and discovered that there were some calculations wrong with their theories, to which the SpaceX people with Elon Musk were like, oh, she may be onto something here.
Watch, either it works or it just goes catastrophically wrong.
Well, she is smart and she is funny, so that should be the only reason why it should work.
Also, hand me get over it.
So, also in Act 2, Gerald apologizes to the trolls and to the Troll Trace Company and the trolls for basically, and they had a little heart to heart, him and Dildo Schwaggins. Still can't get over how good that name is. So Dildo and
it is
Gerald,
the perfect troll name.
Dildo and Gerald had a little heart to heart as to why. What other motivations could Gerald have as to why he does what he does? And it's revealed that, you know, maybe him just deciding to be a dick and thinking that being a dick is funny is covering up for some true unhappiness in his life. So had a little bit of a heart to heart there. I'm going to be bold here and say that this leads to a cliffhanger of will they, won't they divorce with him and Sheila.
Yeah, I think so,
too. I'm calling it right now. Sheila is going to, with how crazy she was in this episode, she's going to find out at the end of the season that Gerald is the troll the whole time. Yeah. And I think this is going to be a will they, won't they divorce.
Yeah, I think
it's going to turn into a cliffhanger there.
Especially because she was so understanding and he lied to her. Like, it's going to be bad.
The shit is going to hit the fan big time for Gerald, and I think that's what he's more terrified
of. What if that doesn't happen? Like, what if he gets out unscathed? It could lead to Gerald being more smug than ever.
Yeah, that can happen too, but I think it makes more sense to give us a will they, won't they, because Gerald has been the main antagonist this whole season. Gerald has been the main pot stir this whole thing. This whole season revolves around Gerald.
I think he's
and the member berries.
I think he's going to wind up doing something that, like, are exposing the trolling from Denmark. And, like, I'm thinking he'll wind up getting rewarded for his trolling, which will end up being the ultimate troll by South Park.
You know, now that I think about that, with Matt and Trey, with how they operate, I think that, you know what? Scratch my theory. I'm going with that now. I agree with you. Yeah, like, that makes the most sense. And that's the most Matt and Trey-ish that would
always
happen.
Always expect the unexpected with them. Like, people are expecting Gerald's going to get caught. What if he doesn't get caught?
What if he uses his skills to out-troll the Troll Trace guy? Because this was a big reveal, and Troll Trace guy just revealed himself to be a more cunning troll than Gerald is. So Gerald has something else to prove. This is a Rocky 3, Mike. Yep. Gerald is Rocky, and he got knocked out by Clubber Lang in the first round. Yeah. So now he has to find the eye of the tiger again. He needs to find the eye of the trolling tiger again.
He needs
again.
Carl Weathers to have him chase roosters in the hen house.
And run down a beach really fast. That's what needs to happen.
With a weird cut-off shirt and an embrace.
And a very sort of homoerotic dancing in the ocean.
Or the embrace that I mentioned.
Yes. So also the big story going on this episode and this whole season is Garrison as Donald Trump, President Garrison. At the end of Act 2, we find that Garrison gets another call from more world leaders, and he takes a call from Kyle. And then Kyle convinces him, in the same way that Mr. Slave convinced him to bomb Denmark, Kyle convinces him not to bomb Denmark.
And with Ike feeding him lines, and the best part was, how did you learn to talk like this? And I was like, from Dad.
That was probably the best line of the whole episode, because Ike has been exposed to a lot of really nasty shit this season.
Yeah.
Mostly thanks to Gerald. So
all thanks to Gerald.
So this leads to my second question here for this episode, for this topic. Gerald tried his best to apologize and sound sincere when apologizing to the Troll Trace guy. And my question is, if a notorious asshole online comes out and says, you know what, I was wrong to do that and I'm sorry. Can they be given a second chance if they're really sincere with it?
I think what will wind up happening is that people will want to believe them, but then be skeptical about how legitimate they are with their apology.
Yeah. I think you and I, me more than you, have said over the years some pretty bombastic things on social media just to get a rise out of people, and B, because, you know, we just feel like yelling through keyboard pressing. Me way more than you have.
Yeah, and then Hammy winds up getting the show's logo on an article about people trolling an internet celebrity.
Yes, exactly.
Because people we know were annoyed that they lost a web award.
Being very annoyed about it. So if I came out and said one day that, oh, even if I was just sounding sort of sincere, if I just said, oh, anger management. If I just say that that's the thing, I make up some sincere thing. Do you think people would believe me, or would they just be like, no?
I would know. People would, like, there'd be people who might believe you, but then have that little part in the back of their mind of like, I'll believe it when I see it.
I think that's in general. Like, who's the biggest troll on the internet right now? Like, who's a guy that's like really stirring the pot?
I would say Milo Yiannopoulos, but he's getting banned from pretty much everything.
Yeah, I would say that too. So if Milo came out, yeah, as an example, if Milo Yiannopoulos comes out and sounds like and tries to sell us that, oh, you know, he realizes that being an asshole on the internet was wrong, and he comes out and apologizes, which, let's be honest, he would never do. But if he did,
he would only do it if it meant him making money.
For the most part. And I think I think people would be like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, because he's a notorious dickhead online.
And in general. But.
And the closer of the episode is Kyle and Ike lock Sheila in the fridge and say they're going to save their family. And before they lock Sheila in the fridge, Ike says this to get a rise out of Sheila.
Suck my balls. You're a fat bitch.
And what makes it even funnier is Ike is voiced by Trey's daughter.
Yeah.
So Trey has a toddler-aged daughter, and he brings her into the vocal booth.
Yeah,
they get her to say this, which makes Ike the most awesome character this season.
Also, like, the thing with Ike, too, like, I love how Ike's audio is the only audio where there's a clear cut between lines of dialogue.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it doesn't sound seamless at all. And I wonder if that's...
Because it's a little kid saying it. It really is a little girl saying that, which makes it hilarious.
The last time the cuts in audio were that obvious was when Isaac Hayes quit and they decided to bring back Chef for one more episode.
Yeah, for the World Travelers Club or something like that. Yeah.
Essentially L. Ron Hubbard's little travel group.
Mm-hmm. So... That's about it for this episode. I mean, a lot of things were revealed. We had one big major reveal, and I think quite a bit of filler around that, because I think the whole episode was about that one big reveal with Troll Trace Guy being a troll himself. So I would rate this episode, I would say, a 6, sort of. I mean, I belt out laughing like maybe twice this episode, and it was like two big laughs and one, oh wow, holy crap, they're doing this.
From a comedic...
And no member berries this episode. Yeah. No member berries.
Remember when the member berries were on TV?
Member berries?
Ooh, I remember.
So what would you rank this episode?
From a comedy aspect, I would only give it a 5 out of 10. But from an actually developing a story standpoint,
Storyline-wise, this was a massive success.
It was the most cohesive episode of the season, but also the least funny episode of the season.
I don't know about the least funny, but it's definitely not the funniest. It was definitely the most plot-driven episode.
Yeah. It's more the setup for the finale.
So
it's not meant to be the punchline. It's the setup to the punchline.
We did our predictions. I think... I completely agree with you, Mike. I think Gerald is going to be the king of the trolls, and he's going to out-troll the Troll Trace guy, he is going to be rewarded for it. I think he's going to be rewarded
for
his
trolling. He's going to get off scot-free, I think.
Oh, yeah. And the last thing we do before we end each episode, what did you learn today?
I learned that a grade schooler apparently can outsmart Elon Musk and his scientists.
With emoji analysis.
All it takes is analyzing emojis.
And through Cartman trying to be nice to Heidi for the sake of being nice, what I learned today is what I kind of sort of already knew, that guys will do almost anything to keep a girlfriend.
Like, put a ring on it. Like we just said.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Beyonce. All right, that is our show. Thank you very much for listening. As always, we are brought to you every week by the Brain Stew Radio Network. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe to the show itself on iTunes, both in audio and video form. And follow Brain Stew Radio on Twitter for links to new episodes whenever they are posted. I am at Hams Gruber on Twitter, and he is Michael R. Falcone on Twitter. We will see you next week in, hopefully, if Matt and Trey can make the deadline, the season finale of season 20 of South Park.